Hello. Welcome to Never Judge a Book by Its Covers podcast. My name is Ruth and I started this podcast because I love books. This podcast is for bookworms all ages, particularly primary school children such as myself. In this episode, I have chosen to review and talk about Robinson Crusoe by Danny Defoe. I chose this book because it is a classic and it is good to understand classics as well as other books. First, let's just sum up the book. An Englishman named Robinson Crusoe sailed around the world. Crash! Boom! When there's a storm, Robinson's comrades didn't handle that too well and all fell off the boat. Except Robinson Crusoe himself. Yes, he survived the storms, but how does he survive the island? Now, let me introduce to you the main characters, Robinson Crusoe and Friday. Let's review the book. A few questions. Did you like the book? I didn't hate the book and I didn't love the book. I liked the message of the book, which is to be grateful and resourceful. Also, how Robinson Crusoe himself is a very kind person. On the other hand, they used a lot of old terms like ye and thus, which sometimes confused me. What were your favourite parts? Starting from page 55, I liked how it was like a diary. That part was good. So was the epilogue. What do you think the author could have done better? I think they could have added the diary part for a bit longer. This is because when it was like a diary, it was staggered and easier to read. I said this in other reviews. Yes, I have. But this book had no pictures, so it felt a bit dragged and long. What does this book mean to you? It teaches us humans to be more grateful for what we already have. I think this, as Robinson Crusoe first thought that he was so unlucky to have to live on the island. Then, he noticed that he was the only one that survived from the storm on the ship journey and was thankful afterwards. Also, to use your resources wisely. Imagine you were Robinson. Yes, it's a book. But seriously, would you do that? Now, there are a few words that I didn't understand. I will choose three which we'll use repetitively. Number one, apprehensive. Apprehensive means anxious or fearful that something bad or unpleasant will happen. So maybe when you're a bit scared or worried. Number two, ammunition. A supply of quantity of bullets and shells. So you can also describe it as something you'd put it in a gun. Number three, contrivances. It's when people have different views on something, so it's hard to agree. Have a nice day. Oh, and before we go, always remember, never judge a book by its cover. Bye!